Bob Bartholomew is the City and Borough of Juneau's finance director. Thursday afternoon, he was preparing for the Juneau Assembly's Finance Committee meeting that evening.
The meeting tonight for the Finance Committee is to come back and basically address the deficit that we now have, that in the schedule you can see is about $4.9 million.
Of the $4.9 million deficit, most of the burden is on the city. Bartholomew says that ideally, the city would pull from its savings as a one-time fix. The city has about $16 million in its reserves. He says it's important to keep the deficit in context.
Our total budget is $330 million. Our general government budget is roughly $100 million. So while $5 million is large, it's manageable.
The city passed its budget before the governor's vetoes, so it couldn't fully anticipate the cuts. Bartholomew says the biggest worry is that the state's continued budget problems will affect the city for years to come.
If it's $5 million every year for a number of years, then it's a much bigger issue. And that's the part where we're not certain of, but we have to prepare that it could be at that level. But I don't expect it to be that large for a number of years. I think it's going to be smaller than that.
City Manager Rory Watt says that decisions won't be made immediately, adding that officials want to look at all possible solutions.
We have savings to weather this storm, and we want to use them best we can as we recalibrate what we do as a local government. And we don't need to make a decision this week or this month.
But the school district's $500,000 deficit may be harder to tackle. The school lost funding from the state's per-pupil formula funding and school transportation. The district told the city last week that it would be able to cover it, but now school officials say they'd prefer to cover only half. At the Finance Committee meeting, Superintendent Mark Miller said while it could pull from its reserve, it would wipe out the district's savings.
The flexibility for us to absorb any emergencies that come up using general fund dollars, which are flexible, goes away.
While it can look to the Assembly for help, the city has already maxed out what it can give the district under state law. The Finance Committee plans to discuss possible solutions at its next meeting on September 7th. In Juneau, I'm Lakeidra Chavis.